We all have to say welcome to Comic Synchronized, okay?
Yeah, it's gonna take a couple takes.
Three. Three, two, one.
Welcome to Talking Comics
episode
124. I don't know if you actually
did. You even say it?
Yeah. I did. I'm trying to follow in. I'm like monotone.
Okay. Okay. Again, three, two, one.
Welcome to Talking Comics,
episode
124.
124, not 124. Three, two, one.
Welcome to Talking Comics,
124.
Episode 124.
Okay.
All right, we're just going to move on.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus, you guys are funny.
Man.
We have Colin with us this week. He's
Yay! Back.
Yay, Colin's back.
Happy.
Yeah.
How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. You know, hanging in there, just putting out more stuff and being on the show. How are y'all?
Yeah, putting out more stuff. Your Kickstarter, we'll have it all in the links and stuff, and we'll talk about it. We're okay. How are you, Annika?
Me? Oh, I'm amazing.
She's amazing.
Today, especially.
She's got a pile of stuff to show off today.
Cool.
And a box.
That's and our HeroCon stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, it's going to be a long episode. I do have, well, it's 6 o'clock. We're good. Thank you, Yellowbird Comics. Well, you should be thanking Yellowbird Comics.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you to Yellowbird Comics for sponsoring this video and hopefully several more.
Located
in Fuquay Arena, open 6 days a week.
There you go.
North Carolina.
Yes. He's been totally awesome to us. Yeah. He gave us free tickets to Heroes Con last week. He gave Annika a few episodes ago. We showed it off, those Harley Quinn statue thing. That was cool.
He gave me this.
Yep. Some cool stuff. He's been giving her killer deals on the snap pop things.
Oh, yeah. Those are neat. Yeah.
She's been loving those pop, those bottle cap, you know, snap things.
Yeah. Those are so cool.
Pogs.
That's the word I was looking for. Jesus.
This is my collection so far.
And it just doubled in size.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. What?
I have a bunch of Marvel ones from the 90s.
That's awesome.
I have some NASCAR ones. I have a lot of Snoopy. And I have some Star Wars.
Oh, I like Snoopy.
Pretty cool.
Those are most of mine. All Snoopy.
And then thanks Allegra Printing.
Or Peanuts. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you to Allegra Printing for sponsoring this video. Allegra Printing for all your printing needs.
I just put them in there. I love them, guys. All right, support the show. Go to Patreon, Substack, sponsor information on our website, all that fun stuff. Colin's going to give me a bunch of money because he won the lottery, right?
Just with my family, other than that.
Oh, that's funny.
Cord.
So how is the family? You guys, what have you been up to?
They're good. They're on summer vacation right now. The kids are. So they're doing that. Playing video games, staying up real late. Football practices, all that. Wife's doing her thing. And I'm
football practice.
Yeah. He's in high school. So he's like going to be a sophomore this year. And they haven't decided. He might do varsity. We'll see.
Ooh, all right. How big's the school he goes to?
It's pretty big size, man. I don't know the exact number of kids. I just know they spent like a bunch of money redoing it. It's like really big now, and they combined a couple into one.
Well, that's cool. We when I was in high school, I went to a very small high school. Mm-hmm. Well, small. It was a K-12 school, and like we had like 40, we had like 50 kids per class, right? So yeah. Like the high school was 200 kids total, right? And yeah. like in middle school, we dominated football. Like I played in middle school and a little bit of high school. And we dominated in middle school. I don't know why. We were really good. Like our front line was like 220 pounds in eighth grade. You know, we were big kids, you know.
Yeah.
And then when we get to high school, we would get demolished because we'd only have like 15, 17 people on, you know, we'd have less than 25 people on the team.
Yeah.
And then because we didn't have like the feeder system, like where three or four middle schools went to one high school where they had, you know, hundreds of kids to choose from. We had the same 17 people, you know, playing every year. So, yeah, it was all right. And then I got hurt my freshman year and I was like, yep, I'm done.
I'm good.
So. I'm good.
He got a couple concussions last year, so he's doing better this year. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's what happened to me. So I had my knee. Well, the concussions, when I went to school, I'm dating myself. We didn't know much about concussions. I remember, like, I've told my buddy Jamie this story. He loves this story. I clearly remember, like, there were days when we were hitting, like, the sleds, you know, like the five-man sled. Like, I remember like hitting it, blacking out, and like waking up on the ground with the coach like over top of me yelling, like, get your butt up, hit it again, and, like, get up, like, hit it again, and black out. Like, I'm sure I had repeat concussions back then. And then I hurt my knee, and I was like, yeah, I'm done with
this. I have known you my whole life, and I've never known you have played that.
Played football? Yeah. You know, there's a picture in the craft room of me in my football uniform. Well, after the show, I'll take you in there.
What?
My daughter's learning something about me today. That's pretty funny.
I've never known that.
You didn't know I played football?
No.
Yeah, I played for what? Seventh, eighth, ninth, 3 years.
Plus that, you know, that golf uncut trading card?
Yeah.
I've been asking you what that was my whole life, and you just now told me, like last year, of what it is when you were putting it up on the wall.
Oh, yeah. It's not up on the wall anymore. All that's coming down. But anyway.
You can't take that top one down.
What'd you say, Colin?
I was just the other studio, right? With all
the other studio. All that's going to change into something else. I don't know what yet, but don't think that show's continuing. I'm not hearing anything about it, so.
We'll just have a comic background.
Yep, more comic background. Oh, that would actually be cool. I want to build a studio. Yeah, we have dreams here.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, let's go over our weekly polls. Let's get this show started. You want to go first, or you want me to go?
Well, sure, go first. I'll go first. Okay, here, I got a lot. So let me just get what I have. That's a lot.
We didn't get a lot this week.
This is what I got.
You didn't get anything? I only got three this week, so. Oh, well, no, that don't count. I only got three.
I got nothing.
Yeah, not like she was supposed to get a couple, but they didn't come in for some reason, so.
I don't
know. Once in a while, he has that, you know, where just it comes in late, a day later, so it'll probably be here tomorrow, and we'll get it next week. But so, yeah, the only three I got this week was the Absolute Batman. Number, what is this? 21.
Mm-hmm.
And Battle Beast number 10.
Yeah.
Have you ever read Battle Beast?
I'll say that's on my list. I have my imaginary list because I did this. I didn't get to go up to the show. I can read it. But yeah,
you
both of those are
lunchtime.
Oh, yeah.
And then the only other one I got this week, because it was on this, it was pretty cool looking. It's a facsimile of the Silver Surfer number 4, but it's a foil with Thor.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It's one of my favorite books. It's so
that
good.
Came out today. I've never read it, so it'll be cool to read it.
So, Colin, what did you get this week?
What are you pulling?
And my pull list, actually two of the same books. I've got Battle Beast and I've got Absolute Batman. I've got Benjamin Percy's Punisher, which I've been loving that book. And then I'm going to try Trillion Dollar Kid. It's the new Geoff Johns and Ghost Machine book.
Okay.
I'm going to try that. Those are my four books I'm getting this week.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the only three I got. So is this good? Is this a good book?
Oh, yeah. I've got two versions of it. I got an omnibus version and I got a Barnes & Noble version. That's good.
That's the so I was told like by a buddy of mine over the weekend at Heroes. He was saying that like when I get done with Thor, whenever that it'll be a while, but I should look into reading like the early Silver Surfer stuff. He says really good.
Oh yeah, so that omnibus is actually really affordable. It's like $40 or $50 for that first Buscema run. It's one of my favorite comics of all time.
That's awesome. Let's see what else is on our list. Yeah, what are you looking forward to reading this week? You didn't get anything, but
I'm looking forward to finishing one of my Harleys. I can't remember which. I think it's number 26.
26. You're almost at the end of the Stephanie Phillips run. I think 29 was her last one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. What else? What am I looking forward to? That Silver Surfer, for sure. Absolute Batman. I mean, they're all good. There's no bad comics. Let's see. Is there anything exciting we should be looking forward to coming out? Colin might have a better pulse on this.
Let's see. Well, there is. I'm currently reading it. It's another Benjamin Percy book. He's doing really good right now. But the Deadpool Wade Wilson, that's a good series. He's got another issue coming out of that. Kirkman's Transformers run's doing pretty good. I just had another issue come out. Of course, Stephanie Phillips and her Daredevil just came out last week.
Yep. Here comes Omen or something. I haven't read it yet, but.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, third issue's out for her. She was so cool to see in person. We'll get to that, but it was really cool. Yeah, you can wait and tell that story. I'm trying to think what's coming up. Unfortunately, just with everything going on, I haven't kept up with, like, the future of what's releasing much, which has kind of been fun to go to the store and just see it show up on the shelf, right? Be like, oh, I want that, right? So that's been kind of cool. Trying to think what's the big, there was supposed to be a What If Thor that come out today, which I was supposed to get.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That looked really cool. It's like, what if Thor got the black suit, the Venom suit, I think, which that could be really cool. So I'll definitely, we might have to go back. I might have to go back to the shop tomorrow just to see if he got it.
What about the Immortal Thor? Are you reading that?
I've read the first couple. I do have them all. I read the first couple and there's so much tie into the Immortal Thor that I was like, I finally got all of the, I have like between single issues and like the 6-issue trade. I have all the Immortal Thor. I just got to read it. I've been reading my, that's next on the list, what we're reading. I've been reading, my Thor's one a night. I read 267 last night, so that was cool. I finished on Sunday night. I finished, or what day is it? Today's Wednesday. So on Monday night, I finished the Volume 5 Omnibus. And so I'm having to go back into the Epic Collection books, but I tried to order the next Epic Collection book and it wouldn't be here for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, this isn't good. And I was like, I can't miss 2 weeks worth of reading. And so I was just going through League of Comic Geeks, looking through it. And I was like, oh, wait, I have like six of, so I need to get like 267 to 280. Because the next book, which I do have ordered, which will be here in time, starts at 281. So I was like, okay, I can get the single issue. So while I was at Heroes, I ended up filling those 14 issues.
Yep. Wow.
And so I have 267 to 280 to be able to read single issue. So I read the single issue of 267 last night, which was, to me, it's a lot harder. Like, they're cool, but the Epic Collections and the omnibuses are just so beautiful. They're beautifully done. The printing's amazing. The paper's amazing, right? Like, I'm spoiled. So going back and reading a newsprint, copy of Thor, it's like, but it ended up being really cool because, unfortunately, it has all the ads in it, right? So when you get spoiled when you read the Epic Collections and the omnibuses, there's no ads. So I ended up getting sidetracked like every other page reading all these 1977 ads, which was kind of cool.
Maybe I do need sea monkeys, you know?
Right. I was like, sea monkeys for $2.99? I wonder if they're still open. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But then I get mags. It's like, you know, oh, well, get your next, you know, subscriptions for 35 cents. I'm like, oh, God.
That'd be so cool.
Right? Which I guess back then, if I had, you know, 35 cents, it's probably like $5 now. So I get it.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Inflation.
So you could get like 2 candy bars for 39 cents?
Probably, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, have you looked at these? Like, look at that Thor right there that's beside you. That's the one I read last night. No, just open it. Like, look at the front cover. How much is it? 35 cents. She has, she's never really bought old comics, so. Yeah, well, I've got some of those, what is it, Journeys that are behind me. 12 cents.
Yeah.
12 cents on those Journeys when they first came out.
Oh, my God.
So you think Journey into Mystery number 83 that you've seen and held, just like I have, for thousands of dollars. That one was $10,000 that guy had on it. Originally in 1966 was 10 cents.
A dime?
A dime.
A dime.
A dime.
A dime. You can get your weekly comics for about $1.
$1. And now we can't even buy one for $1.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you can.
Well, if you go to a dollar box, you know.
Still.
Or if you look at my cover, people think it's $1, but whatever.
You know what would be funny? The Dollar Tree back in the day. But it was still $1.
It was called the Five and Dime Store.
No, but it was still $1.
Well, yeah.
Like back in like 18, whatever.
Yeah, like 5 years ago, it was $1. I mean, a couple years ago.
No.
What are you talking about?
Like back when everything was like 10 cent to get.
Yeah. The dollar store would be like the gourmet store.
Exactly.
It'd be like your department, Macy's.
Exactly.
You know, paying $1.
Wouldn't that be funny?
It would be funny. That's funny. So what did you read this? Oh, wait. The other thing I read was Kid Nebula. I did an episode with D. Hausner the other day. Mm-hmm. They'll come out next week. Phenomenal episode. One of the better... top five episodes ever out of 125. The conversation was just the story he told in that episode was amazing.
So Colin,
his personal journey kind of story.
Was Colin in that top five?
Yes.
I'm not. No way. He is.
100%.
Am I in that top five?
So the episode, were you on the episode? I'm pretty sure you were on the episode too.
What?
The launch episode we did with Colin and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. The four of us on there. Yeah. That was probably that was one of my favorite episodes. It was just so much fun to have four people, you know, going back and forth instead of just two. But yeah, the episode is going to be amazing. I think nobody's good, but I also thought my Scotty Young, her sitting on the Scotty Young cover video was going to be amazing. And it's got like 30 views. I deleted it and reposted it just trying to see if that was it. It still only has like 40 views on TikTok.
See, because I liked and reposted it and then it popped up again.
Yeah. Because it only had like 28 views after like 3 hours. I'm like, what is good? So like, let me try that. You see all those videos. Delete it, repost it. I'm like, oh, I'll try it. So I did that, and it's still only sitting like at 40 views. And I'm like, this video is epic. People need to watch this video. I'm going to link it in this video. Get like 360 so far on Instagram, so it's doing okay there. But I think like YouTube, it got like 2. I have to look.
Oh, I'll log in after this, and I'll move it up some more.
I was just like, what in the world? Like, I don't know. I thought it was a good video.
It's funny.
We're up to 3 on YouTube. So.
Oh. Big number.
Yeah. Big number, yeah. I'll have to post the other ones. Oh, I didn't send him the car one yet. That one's funny, too. I'll send you the car one after the show.
Okay.
So what'd you read, Annika? You read some this week.
I read so I didn't really know where I was at in my Harley Quinn because it's been so long since I read Molest Harley Quinn. So I just started at my favorite, which is number 22. For some reason, I thought it was 19. It is not 19. It is 22. Who Killed Harley Quinn? Amazing comic. You should go buy it and read it. It's really good. Actually, you have to read the other ones first, but, like, it's good. So, I read 22, 23, 24, and 25, I think.
Okay.
I think I'm on 26, or I might be on 27. I don't know. One of those. So, that's all I read. And I'm also starting a new challenge. So, like, if I, however many comics I get that week, I have to read. Like pulls.
I don't know if I like that because, like, this week you got zero.
Exactly.
So, you know, you still need to read some.
I'm going to finish the one I started.
Okay.
At least.
How about you, Colin? What'd you read this week? Anything?
Let me see if I can do visual aid for you.
Ooh, visual aids. I like visual aids.
Cable and Deadpool.
Ooh.
Reading it's my omnibus of them. I am right in the middle. Let me find the issue number for you, sir.
How many issues do you read at a time? Do you, like, read one at a time, couple at a time?
I try to read, like, 3 to 4 if I can.
Okay.
But I don't always get that. Sometimes it's just one, like, especially, you know, if I'm picking up an indie book like John Avena or your guy or anybody, but, you know, I'll read that through and nail it. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, I was on 43 of Cable and Deadpool, the regular run. So I'm pretty far in.
Yeah. Very cool. That works. All right, Annika, what'd you watch or play this week?
I don't remember what I watched.
I don't think you watched anything this week.
I don't think I watched anything.
I've been watching. I did start watching Masters of the Sky, which is a World War II airplane.
I played.
Hold on. And then I started watching. Somehow I missed 1923 came out again. Like, the season 2 came out last year and I missed it. So I started watching that. Pretty good. All right. What did you play?
Sorry. I think I played modded Minecraft. So that's it.
Fortnite.
No.
You haven't played any Fortnite this week? Wow. That's impressive. How about you, Colin? Do you watch? You guys watching anything? Any cool shows?
Let's see. We're doing that. Windows Bay. It's on, like, Apple. It's like a horror show. It's like this, each week they do a different thing. Like, they have a spooky clown or they have a murderous guy or something. And they do a different spooky each week. It's kind of cool.
That is cool. It's kind of like the old Tales of the Crypt kind of show, you know, where it used to be something, or like Twilight Zone, where it's something different every episode. It's not like a series, right?
Yeah. I love that sort of stuff. It's
or the X-Files,
Goosebumps. All that good stuff. Hmm? It's not Dutton Ranch. It's the spinoff of it. It's like the best.
Yeah, I haven't seen those yet.
My wife likes it. It's pretty.
She'd like it too. I loved Yellowstone. So
I'll say Yellowstone was good. I'm watching Snowfall about the drug dealer in the 80s. It's on FX.
Okay.
It ended a few years ago.
Very cool. I have not seen that.
Dad, how do you make me choose between these?
Oh, you'll see.
I am reading my this or that. How could you make me choose?
Well, while you're... Do you have a pen?
No.
Oh.
It's almost got her. Almost got her in the face. Did you catch it? Good job.
I've been watching the show for months, and I didn't know you were in the same space. I thought it was separate rooms.
Really?
I really thought it was separate rooms the whole time. I didn't know it was the same space.
I'm looking at him. He's in one corner and I'm in the other.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's in the opposite corner of the room.
I'm diagonal from him.
So I'm an idiot. Wow. Okay.
I guess we don't really do I don't normally throw the pen on camera, so
usually, did you cut that out?
Yeah, probably.
No.
I won't this time. So, yeah, so she's in the opposite corner of the room. Like, I have my corner, and then she has that corner.
And
so I'm staring
corner?
At her, like, even though my camera's, like, between our cameras yeah. are between us, right?
So you don't have the best viewers. I didn't use my brain.
That's hilarious.
So, basically, we have Dad's common corner, golf corner, my corner, and then the door.
The door, yeah. There's nothing on that corner, really.
For like clothes on the rack.
Yeah, my clothes hanging on the back of the door. My game shelf, board game shelf.
My Deadwood hat. Trash bag.
Yeah, trash. It's a mess. I need to clean it. All the comics everywhere on the floor behind me. It's a mess, but, you know. I did order, it's that time anyway. Basically, you know, we went to Heroes Con. Saturday. We only went for the day, saved some money. We left early Saturday. It was about a 3-hour drive to Charlotte. So we left early Saturday morning, got there when they opened, left, I don't know, 8 o'clock that night. I don't know, something like that. Got home, 11.
Yeah.
Well, one of the booths we saw there was, I can't remember the name. Comic shelf or comic something. It's the drawer, the cardboard drawer comic boxes.
Yeah.
So I ordered a 5-pack of those to help organize this on the floor here. And they'll probably end up being on camera because they might actually do some sponsorship stuff too. So that'll be pretty cool. So I might have some in the background here soon. But Annika, do you want to go first on your Heroes Con? Day?
No, I'll let you go first.
You want me to go first? Okay.
Because I have a lot.
You have a lot. So Colin and I...
Wait, do I also go over these at the same time?
You can.
Okay.
And
these?
Well, yeah, we'll do that afterwards,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
We'll do that at mail time. Oh, I do have mail, too. Wait, I have mail.
Yeah.
God, I have mail this week.
Mail time.
But anyway, so we'll do that at mail time. All right, so con recap. Went to Heroes Con for the day, left early, got there. Parking was fairly easy. I was like shocked being downtown Charlotte, you know, because the convention center and the stadium and all that stuff's right there, you know, the Panthers Stadium. But yeah, we got there, went in, got our tickets, no line, no craziness. There was people complaining all over on Facebook on Friday about if you had pre-bought. And I saw the same thing happen when I went to meet you in South Carolina.
Yeah. That's
if you had a ticket or ordered, like if you ordered ahead, the line was down the street to like pick up your ticket, like the will call. But like me, I got to the front door, walked right in, bought our tickets, and was in before all those people that bought the ticket, you know, pre-bought a ticket, could get in the door. So that's a little, I don't know how to fix that problem, unless you do digital tickets maybe, somehow, QR code. I don't know, because I felt horrible when I, you know, walked into South Carolina Comic Con, you know, first, you know, or not first, but ahead of all these lines, I thought we were going to have to stand in that line. And I heard it. So basically the same thing happened on Friday at Heroes Con, but I guess it kind of worked out because when we got there, it was no issue. We walked right up, 2 deep, 3 deep in line, walked right in, went straight to Stephanie Phillips' booth, and the line was already capped. And I'm like, you already, you just opened. Like, how is
Well, before we even got in.
Oh, do you want? Oh, I thought you were going to wait to tell your part of it. Do you want to tell that now? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so
this is after we parked. We're going to back up to after we parked, and we're walking to the front door.
So he's like out there smoking, and I come in, and because it's drastically humid outside and hot, and I was about to die, so I walk in. And there was like 2 people behind me, so I was like, okay, I'm going to hold the door. Be nice.
Yeah.
So I hold the door for this one first, and he's like, thank you. Walked away. Ran in prison. And then I see Stephanie Phillips coming.
Away.
And walked through the door.
She held the door open for Stephanie Phillips as she walked into the convention center. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow.
That made her day.
That was like, if she needs a professional.
Which made it even worse. Like, we literally held the door for you 5 minutes ago, and we're capped in your line already. And they're like, come back at 11:30, right? Because it's like 11 o'clock and the door opens or whatever. I'm like, okay. So it might have been, I don't know. But anyway, we came back at 11:28 and they're like, oh, you got to go. You can't stand here. I'm like, really? We circle the block, circle the rack or whatever, and come back a minute later. And they're like, all right, you can line up. And we're like 40th in line. Like, not 40th. It was probably like 15th, but still it's like, okay, whatever. But we did make the line, which was good, because I was getting worried that we weren't gonna, as quickly as those lines are capped off.
Oh yeah,
because we tried after that to go meet Walt Simonson, and his line was wrapped around the building.
No, wait. Like, he was on one side of the building right here, and his line touched the back of the
like, I was shocked. But I was like, okay, I'm not waiting in that line. So anyway, we get to, we get up to Stephanie. The coolest part to me was, she walked up. She recognized us because she was on the show, right? So she recognized us.
Very cool.
And we, she's like, oh, yeah, I held the door for you. She's like, oh, yeah, you did, didn't you? And she says, that was cool. So she kind of remembered that. And she's then like, she's like, hey, I get updates on you guys like once a week. I'm like, what? She's like, because Will Dennis was on the episode with her and he's her editor. And she's like, Will absolutely loves you guys and keeps up with you guys. And was like, he tells me all the time, like, what you guys are up to, what you're doing. He backed the Kickstarter, which was really cool. And I'd sent him his book, and she's like, yeah, he was going to send me a copy. I was like, well, tell him not to, because I gave her a B cover, right? Because I'm giving everybody a B cover that let me use their cover in the book. So, she's let me use Grimm, so I owed her that, that's, for free. And so I handed her that. I'm like, well, here's your cover. She's like, all right, cool. Like, Will won't have to send it. And he's like, you guys have really gained a fan with him, because she doesn't do, like, she posts all her videos, but, like, as far as, like, she doesn't do a lot of commenting and stuff like that. Like, her editor handles all that stuff, like, all her email and communication and all that stuff. She doesn't do any of that. So she, he does that for her. Even when I originally reached out, it was him that reached back to us, so I was dealing with him for the weeks before. And, so he's been a huge fan. So that's been pretty cool. So that, to me, that was like the highlight, probably the second best highlight of the day for me was, that he follows us, gives Stephanie Phillips updates to keep up with us. So that's really cool. I thought, and she said, we're going to have to, Will wasn't there this weekend, unfortunately. He was supposed to be, but it couldn't work it out or something. But he will be at Terrificon when we go up there. So hopefully we'll get to hang out with Will up there, she said. So that'll be pretty cool. And, so then, yeah, we left there. We tried to go get in Scotty Young's line, and
capped.
It was capped. And the lady was just capping it when we got there, the guy like right in front of us. And I'm like, really? And she's like, well, how many books do you have? I was like, we have like four, And she's like, well, you can stay if you want, and you'll be the end. And I was like, do I want to stand in this line, be at the very end of this, 2.5 hour line? I don't, I was like, that's a lot of time to waste, just standing there. I was like, why don't we come back to the next one, because that was our first signing, and then he was doing another one later in the day. So we decided to wait to try to get there at the later one. And because a lot of people, he had a 40 book max, so people could take 40 books for him to sign at $10 a piece, by the way. And there were people there that had, there were like couples that had like 80 books, 40 each. And so like her and I could literally, they had wagons, carts, I mean, it was crazy. I was like, okay. And I was getting a little discouraged. I'm like, man, we got lucky to get into Stephanie's line. Waltz, we weren't going to be able to touch. And I'm like, I don't know if we're going to be able to get Scotty's. But, you know, we'll see. So we ended up walking around. I actually met another friend of mine that used to be a customer when I had my store years ago. And so him and his friend were there. So we got to hang out with them some, walk around the show, and got to see the homebrew guys for a minute. Some other, you know, just people I knew that were there. Got to walk around, got a few things. I guess I can go over what I got, can I? Let's see. Did you even save me any?
What do you mean?
I don't know. No, I guess not. You have all the signature stuff.
No, I don't.
Well, I guess, where's my Stephanie Phillips signature?
You didn't get one.
Oh, I didn't get one?
No, you didn't get one.
So, like you said, I was able to get, you know, the single issues of the Thors that I needed to number 280. So I'll be able to read all these single issues, which will be really cool.
That's and cool.
Hopefully not get distracted by
ads.
And I also was able to pick up 356 and 370.
Oh, wow.
For some reason. So the Walt Simonson omnibus does not have these two books in it. I guess because maybe Walt didn't do it, or they were like one-off things. But they just don't. It doesn't have these two issues in that omnibus. So I have these as single issues now too. So I'll be able to. I actually now have everything up until Walt's. Walt Simonson's omnibus. I have everything to be able to read because I was able to pick up two more of the Epic Collection books.
No,
for a little cheaper. I think actually the Mighty Thor's after, but the Thor War I think is actually after later. Actually, these both might be later. Yeah, this is 401 to 450. So, either way. I have them. They'll go in the pile, so I'll hopefully won't run into them. I got those, hung out. I mean, it's just conventions are cool. Met the comic comic drawer guy. Hopefully we'll be able to have those. I should get those Friday and put them together, do a video on that, hopefully get some sponsorship from them and get some more of them. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We did that. And then it was like 30 minutes before Scotty was supposed to come back. So we're like, let's walk over there and see what it's like. And we just happened to walk over there and get in the line as they were forming the line. So we ended up, I don't know, we were probably 50th in person in line. And I was like, all right, Annika, this is going to be a while. Do you want to stay? And she's like, yep. I'm like, okay. So I did a horrible dad thing. And, you know, she stayed in line.
I'm alive.
She's alive. Thank God. I was like, it was like, I don't know, 1:30 or something like that. 1:40. Cause signing was like 2 to 5. So it was around 1:30 or so. So I left her in line and went and got food at the concession stand.
We were starving.
Because, you know, it was already 1:30. Yeah. So I went and got food, brought it back to her in line. Luckily, she was still in line in the same place.
Yeah.
So I figured it was, you know, pretty safe to leave her in line. I told her, I was like, just kick and scream and don't move. You know, if anybody tells you to move. Yeah, so that's what I told her. I was like, you know, just tell them, you know, whatever. Just don't move.
No, I remember you saying to don't let anybody kick you around.
Yeah,
and then you went off.
Whatever. So anyway, so we did that. I got food, got back. She was there. And the line actually moved pretty quick. By the time we got up to Scotty, I mean, it was only like 2:45. So, I mean, we really only had to wait for like an hour and 15 minutes. So that's not horrible.
Yeah.
Especially seeing like 8 out of 10, you know, 8 people in front of us had like 40 books each, right? So he's literally, you know, they had somebody at the table just like he'd sign and they'd move it, right? Just kind of you know, get through it as quick as possible. And I don't want to spoil it. So I got two signed by him. I got the 1-in-100 Ultimate X-Men or Ultimate signed by him. And then I wanted to get my, Deadly Tales at a Gunslinger fan, but I got my number 50 of Gunslinger.
I love that. That's so cool.
Signed.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I'll let her go over her signed stuff later. And then, but I will say, even after she goes through her stuff, the highlight of my day, really, like obviously seeing Scotty was cool. Seeing Stephanie was amazing. But just knowing the day that she had is what made my day.
It was the best convention ever. Oh, wait, hold on. Can I go get something real quick?
What'd you forget?
That thing over there.
Oh, go. Yeah, go. Do you want me to get it? No, you're good. All right, she's going to go. I'll mark the clip again. That's why I said I would get it. Like, she kind of traps herself in over there.
Oh, yeah.
They have like the tripod and their mic stand and all that stuff. It's not on a desk like over here.
Oh, I mean, I got a little pathway to go out myself, but
that's pretty funny. All right, so Annika, you're back.
So
tell us your amazing day at Heroes Con.
Okay, so I already went over holding the door for Stephanie Phillips. Insane. That was amazing. That was like the best honor of my life. It was like amazing. So
I'm gonna send her this clip.
No. So so I go into the convention. They have like this like glass like wall where you can see down on the convention.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like humongous. So I'm like, oh my God, we have to go down there right now. So I run down there. It's amazing.
I bet you it's twice the size of South Carolina Comic Con. I mean, it was huge.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I get in Stephanie Phillips' line. So we see Stephanie Williams.
Yeah, we saw her too.
Which is cool. Then we go to Stephanie Phillips, and this is what I got signed by Stephanie Phillips.
Okay.
I don't know why I said it like that. Okay. Done. I have to get them.
As a fan of the show, I have very anticipation right now. So I'm very...
Right?
Well,
The picture, I already shared the picture while she's organizing that of, you know, her and Stephanie, where she wanted to give Stephanie one of her her cover, right?
Yeah.
So she signed her cover and gave it to Stephanie, and then Stephanie signed, you know, stuff for her. So that was really cool.
That's what I got.
All right, what'd you get?
So we got this Daredevil one signed by Stephanie Phillips.
Nice.
That's a cool cover.
I like that cover. I like this cover better.
That's the Daniel. You can back it up to where. Yeah, right there is fine.
Yeah. Daniel Warren John. Yeah.
So we got two Daredevil signed because, again, you know, they were $10 a piece. So we got four signed.
And then I got this number one Harley Quinn because I had an extra one.
Oh, cool.
It's the pink cover by Stephanie Phillips, and it's signed. And I also have a graded one up there. You can't see it, but I have a graded one up there. 9.8. We should get this graded because this one should be a yellow or orange, whatever. And then I got Who Killed Harley Quinn number 22. This comic is my favorite.
Yep. So she took that one to get signed too.
Yes. Okay. So that's what I got by her. And when we go to Connecticut, I have to get this one signed. This was the last thing I bought. It's a foil virgin signed by David Nakayama and cover art.
So it's David wasn't there. We bought that up from a collector. It has the certificate of authenticity with it. So I was like, okay. I picked it up because it's it ended up, we didn't know it at the time until we got home, I think, but that's actually issue 22, her favorite issue, yes, too, as well. It's the New York City Comic Con exclusive gold by him. And she loves all the DNA covers, like the current Harley run. So she gets all the DNA covers. Oh, and so for her to find a DNA signature.
Signed in pink.
Signed was cool. So now she wants to take that to Terrific Con and try to get Stephanie to sign it too. So that'd be kind of cool.
That's awesome.
So you can see the reflection.
Yeah, the reflection's crazy in that one.
So I got that. That's cool.
I haven't shared the picture yet, but I need to.
So then I got this I Hate Fairyland version signed by, I don't know. What was that? Chris? No.
Oh, now I got to look it up. Thanks.
I don't know. It's a signed, like, Comic-Con exclusive. Signed by, I forgot.
It was a New York Comic-Con exclusive too, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's signed right there.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
Got some great pickups.
She got some killer stuff.
Can I tell him I got this for free?
Sure.
I got this for free.
Oh, wow. Just wanted to make me jealous. So
yeah,
cool.
She did get that for free.
And there's also other stuff over there I got for free. So this dude came and said, "Do you like Invincible?" and gave me 4 packs of Invincible trading cards.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he gave her that. He gave her. Oh, go ahead.
Stop cutting me off.
Sorry.
So I got this. He's like, "Do you like Scotty Young? Come pick you out of Scotty Young from over here."
Oh, wow. That's so cool. You got that free. Wow.
Yeah. And then he's like, then I was looking through a box and he had like 50 issues of this Harley Quinn number 55, I think.
What?
That's been on my want list. It's like the tattoo variant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen that before. Very cool.
Yeah. I've been wanting this. I also want the Poison Ivy. It's 49, actually. I have like 5 different covers of 49.
Well, so how that happened was he wanted to give her the Scotty. It's happened. You know, people want to give kids things. That's great. I love it. You know, I'd do the same thing if I can. I've given my comic to people, you know, which is cool. But so I'm like, all right, that's cool that he's doing that and all, but I want to, let me buy one. Something from him because he's cool. So I pull out that Harley. I was like, "Hey, let me buy this. It's $10 or whatever." He's like, "Nope, you got that." I'm like, "Like, come on."
He
dude.
Also
just
gave
like,
me a Godzilla pin.
So I was like, "All right, fine. Let me at least give you one of mine because I took a few of mine, you know, with me because I knew I was giving Stephanie one. I wanted to give my buddies that I met up with. I wanted to give them one, you know. So I had a few copies of my book with me. I was like, "Well, let me at least give you one of my books." And he's like, "Would you give me 2?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, if you really want to." He's like, "Well, apparently they do a lot of, it was a store out of Florida." He's like, "Apparently they do a lot of like grading." He's like, "Give me 2 and I'll get one graded and send it to you." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, give me 2. So I gave him 2 and he says he's going to mail me. He's going to get one of them graded and mail it to me. So that would be really cool on one episode coming up.
That's awesome.
If we do the, I messed up. I'm the wrong. What am I looking up?
The artist on the variant cover.
The variant, yeah. What number was that?
This?
Oh, yeah, I went to Harley Quinn. Not, I Hate Fairyland. Sorry.
I don't know it.
I had Harley Quinn on my mind. Who does I Hate Fairyland? What publisher?
Image.
Image, that's what I thought. Okay.
I don't know. It's signed there.
Yeah.
I Hate Fairyland.
So this, I've been wanting this, and I finally have it in my hands. It's like a Whatnot exclusive. That's where I saw it.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm getting my hair dyed like Harley Quinn.
Ryan Kincaid. Oh. That took way too long.
Yeah.
But it's a 2024 New York City Comic Con Ryan Kincaid Virgin variant.
Yeah.
So there you
go. For free.
For free. And the other one for free, you know. The
yeah, and that those trading cards.
And trading cards. So, yeah, he was, crazy. And a pin, whatever. Mm-hmm. He was a really cool dude. Now, my buddy yeah. that was with me, you know, bought a really large book from them. So he bought the first Black Panther from them and the first full appearance. So Final Fantasy, Final Fantasy, Fantastic Four. Number 49 and 52, so graded. So
great books. Wow.
Yeah, great books, right?
And I also this is my Scotty Young when I got him to sign.
So yeah, so now we got up to Scotty Young,
my number 50.
Yep.
Because I had that blank cover, and we went to the dude that was taking all the cards, and he was like, will he do a sketch? He'll like, no, he will not do any little marks at all. And we asked, will he sign it? He was like, yeah, he'll sign it. So we paid $10 for a signature, and when we got up there, he signed my 50.
The two that I had.
That he had. And my I Hate Fairyland, and he drew a little picture on it.
So he was like, don't tell anybody, which, you know, here we are on a podcast telling people, but he's like, don't tell anybody. But, he did this quick, 31 minutes, sketch of Gert,
yeah.
which was amazing. Cause like I said, they did say he's not doing any remarks. I was like, well, will he at least sign it? And maybe we can do a remark later or something. He's like, yeah, he'll sign it. And, when we got table, he was like, he's like, don't tell anybody I did this, I was like, well, that's pretty cool that he actually, it was really cool. So then he let us take a picture of, I haven't posted that picture yet. I need to. And we gave him one of our cards, and I asked him, hey, would you be on, would you be willing to be on? And yeah. He's like, yeah, send me an email. We'll work it out. I was like, well, that's cool. So we could, awesome. We might get Scotty Young on the show. So that'd be pretty cool.
Very cool.
The same dude that gave me all that stuff offered us $1,000 for it.
Don't mention that. I'm going to have to cut that.
Oh, why?
Because we shouldn't even told anybody while we were there. I don't know. Just, what? I'm going to cut that out.
I don't get it. Okay.
But he did. He offered me, he's like, want to take a grand for it? I'm like, no.
Wow, dude. Because
apparently he doesn't do a lot of sketches. Apparently. I don't know.
Really?
No, they're really.
I know they were selling some of his art for like crazy money at that auction they had there.
Dude, he did the Skeletor. I don't know if you saw it. The Skeletor, $15,000. I was like, whoa. My buddy and his friend, they went to the auction. We went for dinner after, because the floor closed at like 6. So we went to the car, dropped all our stuff off, and we met for dinner right there downtown. We had dinner at some burger place. Mm-hmm. And they went to the auction. We started driving home because the auction started at 8. So we, I was like, I don't really need, I think the auction started at 7 or 8. I don't remember. I think it was 8. So they went to the auction and, I don't think they got anything. He's like, yeah, everything went for crazy money. $15,000 for a Scotty is crazy money.
Yeah.
But what else? Oh, so then what else you get?
And then I got this.
She got a Keyblade.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She's gotten a couple over the years. She's got a couple others at home, but that was one she didn't have.
Yes.
Awesome.
I have to redo the chain, though, because they'll come off.
Yeah, the chains come off pretty easy, but
they're just like a pin.
They're like, they're like foam. Weapon kind of things, dealers. You
but
know,
they
those.
Do look cool.
They look cool. They didn't have one at South Carolina Comic Con. They didn't have any. That guy was expensive. That was at South Carolina. This guy was pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
So I was impressed with that.
So I have the Keyblade. I have, I think, the Infinity Blade. I don't know. I have the two that Roxas has. I have those two. And I had I had my Aqua one, but we don't want to talk about that one.
Need to say, she plays with them. They don't just sit on the floor or in the wall. Like, she plays with them.
I hit stuff in the yard
That's why I had to buy her a real baseball bat last year.
Yeah, because I broke my prop one that I got from Spirit Halloween for Halloween.
So that's why last year we went to Louisville Slugger Museum, and I actually got her a real Louisville Slugger wooden bat. That was pretty cool.
With my name engraved on it. It says, Onicon beat them up.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Is it a regular color, or did you get like one of the colored?
No,
like,
we got a regular wood.
I wanted to get the red and black gradient.
They were expensive. You ever been there? But that place is
worth it.
It was, but even hers, well, hers wasn't too bad. Like the generic brown, you know, nothing special engraved. I mean, it's still like $40 or $50, I think.
Worth it. Yeah. It used to be like $15 because every year we'd go on a field trip there because, like, that's one of the places they send you from Bullitt County is Louisville. So you go.
Okay.
You go there. It used to be like $15 for a full size bat, and you tour the thing and leave with a hot dog.
Yeah, it ain't 15. I know it wasn't 15.
It was the '90s, you know.
Yeah, back then it was 15.
Yeah,
but that's crazy. Because you're not far from Louisville, right?
No, I'm about from my house. I can get there about 15-20 minutes.
Wow. Well, we didn't know him last year when we were through there.
Wait, where is Uranus?
That's in Missouri.
They have one somewhere closer. Oh, where's that?
Well, there's one in Illinois, too. Is it Illinois? No, it's Illinois, I think, has one, too. Yeah.
Wait, do you live?
Indiana might
south
have
of
one,
Chicago.
I'll have to double
Maybe
check.
It's in Indiana. Somewhere around there, there is another.
And they've got like a big dinosaur statue and stuff.
Yep. We go to the one that's in Missouri. We're on our way to Oklahoma.
I have a question for you. Do you live close to a Skyline Chili?
Yeah, he lives 15 minutes from one. If you
no way. That is my dream.
Here in Indiana and then right over in Louisville. Yeah.
We like some Skyline Chili. We don't have that around here.
So every time we go somewhere, we'll meet at
Skyline.
The last time I went to Skyline Chili, I ate two regular bowls.
Yeah.
Oh, she
can pile in some noodles and cheese.
Yeah.
So overall, we got to meet Stephanie Williams, saw a bunch of people, walked around, a lot of walking. Dinner was meh. I want to go back to that place.
I liked the fries.
They were good. The fries were good, but the hamburger, the cheeseburger was very good, but it was just like way too expensive, and their AC was broke. So, and they didn't have like regular soda.
Don't
so
go to like the bathroom.
Specialty soda, like
cane sugar.
I don't know. It wasn't that great, and it was expensive. But what do you want for downtown Charlotte? It was fine. And then we drove home. But all right, so overall, what was your
11 out of 10?
So that made my day because she had a great day, right? I had fun, but more importantly, when you see your kids having a fun day like that, is amazing.
The only thing that I didn't like was there was actually two things. My feet hurt really bad the next day, and while I was there, and the nachos that I had were kind of watered down. Yeah. Like the cheese.
Con food, it's not the best.
It kind of felt like rubber, but it's okay.
All right.
America.
So that was a long-winded, this episode's going to be forever long.
It's
that's okay.
Fine. You'll edit out half of it anyways.
Some of it. But we have, so that was our Heroes Con recap. It was an amazing, we have to make better plans next year to do it again and probably stay and do like the whole weekend. Because there's that much to do. Like, because there's people that I did miss that I really wanted to see. Like Ace Blade was there. I didn't get to see him. I've seen him at a couple other shows, but I couldn't get over to his table. I didn't really get a chance. I did talk to Dennis from Homebrew. Chris and Dennis were there, but Chris was selling, so I didn't want to interrupt him, of course. A couple other people, Jesse, who was on a few weeks ago from Moose Cat Comics, I saw him for a minute, but like, again, he was selling. So like just the times that we could get to places and the standing in line and stuff, you need more than a day really. But, so we'll make better plans next year to probably go for the whole weekend. Worth coming if you want. I'm going to try. I might even get a table next year. I don't know. So you should come and you could just, you know, we could share the table and you could bring your stuff, books, and we'll,
I'm down for it. Yeah.
We should do that. That'd be fun. And it's probably 5 hours for you probably to Charlotte.
Oh, six, cool. Maybe? Yeah. That's a little closer than the other one then. Very cool.
Yeah. A little bit depending on how you're going, but yeah, we should do that. So yeah, now it's mail time. If you're,
I
done.
Went skating.
Oh,
Sunday.
Like she roller skates. She likes to roller skate.
I'll say it's like the four wheel one, not in line, but the regular.
Yeah, she
one.
Does the four wheel regular roller skates. Yeah.
I can skate backwards.
What? Yeah,
I can never learn. That's awesome.
I never learned to skate backwards either.
It's actually really easy. Okay. When you think of it, when you're doing it, it's kind of hard to keep your feet in line.
All right, it's mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Do we do these?
Well, let me do this one first. I got a package from...
What? Sorry.
Start opening it. No, I'm kidding. I got a package from Jared Rowe from Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
From, because... I was missing issue 2. For some reason, my shop didn't get issue 2. So I was like, okay. So I was like, he sent me an email about something else, and he introduced me to another guy that just wants to meet and talk and possibly be on the show. I've got to follow up with him. But in that email thread, I'm like, hey, man, do you have a copy of issue 2 you could send me? I was like, I'll pay you for it. Yeah, that'd be cool. He's like, yeah, I'll send you that. And I think he sent me something extra, too. Oh, yeah, he did. So he sent me issue 2 of Do Not Disturb, which so now I can continue that. And he also sent, this don't even come out till next week, but he sent me issue 4. So how awesome is that? He didn't sign them. I'm going to have to get on him about that. He should have signed them.
Why didn't you sign it?
But Jared, thank you very much, Jared, for... sending me these
stickers.
Nope, no stickers, just the two comics. It's fine. I mean, we got this a week early, so
fair enough. Okay,
so I'm gonna have to do this, and I'll have to do one of those as seen on Talking Comic videos, right? Yeah. For Jared and David, because they were both awesome guests.
My finger hurts.
What'd you do, cut yourself?
No,
and then this week came out, you know, the 616 Earth's Mightiest bags came out, so we did get two of these. They actually are pretty cool, because go ahead and open yours, but you get the Doom Quest number 1, a black and white edition, or an ultra rare artist sketch cover, and then you get one of the following. You get the facsimile of either Avengers 25, Fantastic Four 258, or Iron Man 149.
Okay, well, mine kind of just ripped.
That's fine. So. Well, go ahead and open it up, see what you got, and then I'll open mine.
Okay, so I got... Ooh, this is cool.
So you got the... I think it's the... That's the black and white edition variant.
This is not black and white.
Well, the inside is black and white, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So you got that.
It's right. Not black and white.
Okay. I don't know. You didn't get the sketch cover.
It has green.
Right, but it's like...
Okay.
You didn't get the sketch cover.
Ooh, I got a newspaper.
She got the Iron Man. 149.
I got a newspaper.
Does it have the ad? It must have the ads all in it, too. That's pretty cool. I did notice when I did open this to look at it, the Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
It's got the reprinted ads in it as well. From the back of the day, which is cool.
Oh, it's Iron Man.
Yeah, it's Iron Man 149.
I didn't know. Oh, there's more stuff.
And then you get a Doom mask.
Oh, my gosh.
You get a Doom mask in the...
I don't know.
I'm being Doom forever with my Burger King.
A Burger King crown and a Doom face mask? It's upside down.
No, it isn't.
Cool. Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's upside down.
That's
the oh, it is.
Yeah.
Do you think I lied to you?
I don't know.
Jesus. All right. So I got one too.
No. Wait, hold it. Let me perfect this.
Doom will have to wipe you open.
Okay.
I got the Iron Man as well. That's unfortunate.
I can only see out of one eye.
The guy that opened one in the store got the Iron Man. Maybe he's got all Iron Mans in his store.
That's cool.
And then I got the actual, same book.
We
got a duplicate bag, which is okay.
You have to put your Doom mask on.
I'm not putting this Doom mask. Actually, it's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty cool.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
there we go. I can see out of mine.
I can only see out of one eye.
I'm doomed. From Latvia.
My thing won't work.
Anyway.
Oh, hey, I got it. I'm keeping this on the rest
That's
of the
fine. Day, so. That'll be fantastic, actually.
No, this is going to be the thumbnail.
I'm going to have to retake her picture for do the Doom thumbnail. That'd be pretty
exactly.
funny.
Exactly.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Wow. So guess what time it is, finally.
It's not that time yet.
What else do you have? Oh, jeez. There's more stuff.
So the past few episodes, I've been going to the comic shop, and they've had these Star Wars pogs. Hence, my pogs. So.
They had a display of these pogs.
Okay.
And like from 19, I don't know, from, I don't know what year.
I bought them all.
She bought the rest of them and the display. Because the last couple of weeks we've been buying like two or three packs or like two packs.
So I have a lot of them now.
And so now there was 11 left in the box and he's like just.
I'm going to open one right now. So,
you know.
Is that from the Phantom Menace? That's from the Phantom Menace.
No. What year was it? I can't remember the year that's on there.
I didn't know.
That's okay.
It has a lot of, it has all the original characters. I don't think it had any of the new stuff. No, it's right there on the box above, on the back, above the, it says 92?
No.
92?
It's 1995.
95. So it's before the movies, the new movies, the three, because that Phantom Menace came out in 97.
So I'm going to open one.
No, because they re-released them in 97. For the 20-year anniversary. I remember that because I went to go see him.
Okay.
But it was 99 the Phantom Menace came out.
I'm going to open it.
All right, go ahead. Open it.
Okay. So, first, we have instructions. Okay, next we have... I wonder what slammer I get. Ooh, it's a gold slammer. Who is this? Ooh, I got Luke Skywalker gold slammer.
Heck yeah.
Okay, it's backwards. I got... On Naughty.
Cool.
Very cool.
I did. That's backwards again. I got Vader Unmasked.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's a cool one.
Oh, that's how he looks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the guy that voiced him, by the way.
That kind of looks like, I don't know who that is, but it's like some dude from Diablo.
And not the guy, not David Prowse either, which is... You know, do you ever see that documentary about that? The guy they reshot the final scene for David Prowse.
But I would love to watch that.
I can't remember what it's called. Oh, I have to look it up while go ahead, show your other two. Sorry.
This guy kind of looks like some dude from Diablo. I don't know.
Who is he? What's his name?
I don't know.
Well, the names are on the back.
This is Unmasked Vader.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's from Diablo. I got Lando.
Lando?
Yeah.
Lando. Well, very cool.
Shiny. Please give me a shiny. I need a shiny. Oh, I got the one I wanted.
What'd you get?
Luke and Vader.
Oh, cool.
I saw this on the box and I was like, I want this one.
Awesome.
Okay, I can't see what this man. Stop. Well, give me a bit.
Oh,
oh God, my comics are falling. Do I have all my stuff? I dropped my pog thingy, my slammer. I don't know where it went. I don't know. Okay, I don't know how to do this.
I think it's upside down again.
It is? Oh,
there you go.
All right. Are you done? It's fine. We'll fix it in a minute. So the name of the documentary is called I Am Your Father. It's from 2015. I watched it. It was very sad because apparently, you know, David Prowse, you know, he's the one that's in the suit like the whole time, like in the first original movies. But when they did the mask reveal, it's not David Prowse in Return of the Jedi. It's some other guy. I can't remember the guy's name. And of course, you know, legendary James Earl Jones was the voice. So like he didn't get his voice. He didn't get his face. He didn't, you know, he was just in the suit. And I guess he got banned. He was banned from conventions. I don't remember that part. But this group of filmmakers did this documentary and recreated the final scene with him, you know, revealed in the mask. It's pretty cool. It was a cool, like, tribute to David Prowse.
Wait, how did he get banned from conventions?
I don't know. I have to rewatch the convention. It came out in 2015, so it's probably been that long since I watched it, so...
He used to work out with Christopher Reeve, so Superman and Darth Vader worked out. They were gym buddies.
He was a bodybuilder.
This dude kind of looks like Thanos.
Who is that?
Naughty.
Naughty. Yeah.
That says
Well, cool. All right. Are we at question time?
Yes. So, Colin, you have a choice here.
Okay.
Do you want me to sing question time song right now? Or does he want to edit it in?
Isn't it fun when you do it live? I don't know. I think it's fun when you do it live.
Okay. How does that song go?
Don't die on me.
I'm not. Okay, so. Question time. It's where he asks me questions, and I sometimes ask him questions. Da 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 da. It's question time. Yeah. Jazz hands.
All right.
Everybody do it. Jazz hands.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
So,
Okay.
I have my fun questions that I got to ask.
My pen.
But I'll do some, I don't know. You have a pile of mess over there. So I'm going to ask my fun questions while you go through your and pick your this or that.
You can't make me choose between these two.
Well, I guess you got to. Or I guess both are correct.
Both just wrong.
All right. So, Colin, while she's doing that, you get to answer the updated questions since you've already answered these other questions.
Okay.
So since the last time you were on the show, what comic has stuck out the most with you? Like, what are you?
Oh, like just what I'm reading and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm done.
I didn't prepare for the new questions.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've only done this a couple times, so there's not a lot of lore out there on these questions yet.
Yeah, I know. I guess really, I'm super liking this Benjamin Percy Wade Wilson Deadpool. I know I said it earlier.
Yeah.
But like Blind Al is kind of like a prophet and giving Wade stuff to do, and Hammerhead's in it.
Yeah.
And I love Hammerhead as a villain. No one really cares about, but I love him so much. And they put him against Deadpool. So I think that's very awesome.
I saw a cover for, I think it was issue 4 today, but it was Deadpool getting a red card at like a soccer match. I was like, fitting for the World Cup, right?
It's very good.
All right. What comic character would you trust to watch your house while you were gone?
Well, not Cyclops, because he abandoned his family and X-Factor number 1 real quick. He did. He flew across country just because Jean said come back. I don't like that. Can I do it from a movie, like a comic movie? I choose Josh Brolin's Cable because he was like super mad and like wanted to take out that kid from Deadpool 2. And he wasn't going to stop until it happened. So I think he could watch Mal.
All right, cool. What comic villain do you secretly agree with?
Oh, now I did see this one.
This one got some views with one of them. It was CL Zeno when I did it for him.
Yeah, and the problem is he took Magneto, so I have to go on a different.
Why can't you take Magneto too?
Well, because he had a very cool answer, and mine's not as fun. But here you go. I'll do Victor Von Doom, Dr. Doom.
There you go. What I do with my Doom mask. Here it is.
Yeah, yeah. Because he'll do anything for his country. Like, he'll invite people he doesn't like to dinner and, like, give them a huge spread. He's got, like, the best chefs in all the world, pretty much. But, like, he'll hear him out at his table. But if you cross him and you cross Latveria, he'll stop at nothing to protect him. So I like, agree with Doom on that.
Yeah. Doom, sometimes, like, a lot of the comics I've read with him in it, it's hard to argue. Even Thor was like, okay, he's bad, but, you know. Because he's been some of those early Thor run, too. So
Yeah. Well, you know what's cool? There's a issue of Fantastic Four. It's like he's tearing the cover of the comic book.
Yeah.
You see the reflection in his face. And it's just the day with Dr. Doom doing stuff in Latveria. It's like 200-something. It's really cool. I've got it. It's a very good Dr. Doom issue.
That's cool. All right. What comic world... Last time I asked you which were you comic world you'd want to live in, this one was, which one would be the worst place to live?
Oh, I had that good joke about Walking Dead last time and not doing it. I almost say that because it's horrible, but I'll tell you, Mojo World from X-Men, and like, that's a horrible place to live, and Mojo's in charge of it, and he's a horrible, horrible being.
That's great. All right, this is my favorite one. So last time I asked you the same question, I asked you, you know, if your life were a comic book, what would the title be? And it's funny because I just rewatched the reel of this because I put it into, I used the video of it for that video I did for the As Seen on Talking Comics. I updated the intro instead of just a gray screen. I added, like, you know, footage from the podcast, and I used one of this reel as few seconds of it.
Oh,
but last time your answer was Broken Happy, which I thought was a great answer. And then you went on to explain, you know, which was a great answer. But would that answer have changed since the last time? When I need to say issue, I say episode. Either way, you were on episode 54, so that was a while ago. Would that answer have changed?
Well, I do like that answer. I think I can switch it, man. I can get you a new one.
Sure, if you want.
Yeah, so I'll go with Thoughtful Memories. Just, I look back over a lot of my life and what happened and things I watched and people I spent time with. And I spend so much time on memories. And as you know, like, I started it because my dad passed away. And like, I held on to that. And so, and a lot of my comics, I'll put in stuff like my best friend growing up from high school and everything. He used to have this Buick Regal, and we'd go like around the town after work and everything, just drive in it. So Freedom Fontaine's car, you've read the first issue, is that like a rip off Buick Regal.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, so I just do memories and throw a whole bunch of stuff in.
One? No. I got your fifth issue on top. That's a whole pile right up here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, those are my updated fun questions.
Very cool.
For people that come back on for interviews, I thought it'd be cool to love that last one. You know, just to go back and listen to what they say the first time, right? And then ask them, hey, well, how would that change from now? Or would it change? Maybe it would. Maybe it wouldn't. It's okay if it don't.
Has there been any standout?
All right, Monica, not
my bad
yet. I guess no, you're fine. I'm thinking. I've only got to ask this like two or this is probably only like the third time, I think. So I don't recall one that stood out at the moment. Yeah, not yet, but that's all right. We got to keep building the lore, right? We're 100.
Yeah.
This is episode 124, so man, we're rocking.
Yeah.
It's been a while. All right. So how do you want to do question time?
Okay. So it's you against you.
Well, he can't see who you're pointing at.
Oh, well, it's Colin against Dad.
Okay.
So, only one answer. Only one answer is correct.
Okay.
And I will do fair points this game. So every correct answer is 10 points. Every incorrect answer is minus 5.
Okay.
Except for you. You're opposite.
I thought I had a chance.
I'll decide at the end.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Joker or Poison Ivy?
I'm picking Joker.
Joker, yeah.
I'm wrong, though.
I think we're both wrong.
Yeah.
I know it's Poison Ivy.
Yeah, as soon as I said Joker, I was like, wait, the other was Poison Ivy. What was I thinking?
Wait, hold on. I haven't played it since last time. I'm supposed to do what you want, right?
What, yes! Yeah, what she wants. Okay. Yeah.
But what you All want right. is literation.
Okay.
Which All is right. what I want.
I've got the game now. Okay.
Well, you both start out with a negative 5.
Well, so, we can make it up.
Mallet or baseball bat?
I'm going baseball bat.
We were just talking about Louisville Slugger.
Baseball bat due to the slugger clue, yes.
Right?
Yes!
All right.
There's hints from this in the entire episode, just so you know.
Can we rewind and watch it?
No.
Oh, okay. So we both got 10 points, so we're both at 5?
Yes.
All right. We're tied 5-5.
All right.
Okay. Gotham City or Coney Island?
I'm going Gotham City.
I like both.
I'll take a chance. Coney Island.
I mean, I like Coney Island, but
Gotham
is classic because Catwoman's there.
Okay.
I ordered a sticker pack because it had Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn in it. Yeah.
So yeah, I took a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, you're at 15.
All right.
He's at, no. Something. No.
Zero?
Yeah, he's at zero in your.
I should 15. Be. Yeah.
Yeah, because you were at 5 and it's minus 5, so.
I might be here for the day where you might win.
I might be here for this. I don't know.
I'm pretty excited. All right.
Hold on. Let me just do something.
As a fan of the show who watches it, I'm excited to see you win this week.
Right?
I won't throw the game, but if you win.
Right. Right. Yeah. Don't throw it.
Go.
All right. You're up. Fourth question.
Hero Harley or villain Harley?
Hero or villain? I'm going to go hero.
You.
Well, so just back up on my answer a little bit, because I was introduced to her in the cartoon show when she popped up on the fish episode where Mr. J was poisoning everybody with fish. And so when she walked in Commissioner Gorder's office, that was pretty cool to me. So I'm going to go villain.
Yes.
So,
All right,
you have
10. Hey, we're tied at 10-10. 10
and 10.
All right. All right.
Okay. Suicide Squad or Birds of Prey?
That's.
Oh, just real quick. Does it matter which version of Suicide Squad?
Generic. Suicide Squad. Generic.
I'm going with Birds of Prey.
You, Colin?
Yeah, I'll go Suicide Squad. I feel pretty good with Deadshot in there.
Okay, hold on. So. Which one did I pick? Oh, okay. Dad, looks like you're at 20.
All right.
Why are you doing so horrible?
All right.
Okay. I'm taking chances.
Birds of Prey was the correct answer.
Okay, red and black costume or modern look?
I'm going to go modern.
Cosplay.
Yeah, I'll go modern. I think you'll choose modern. I've seen your cosplay. I think it's modern.
What's the difference?
Red
Wait,
and black
is red and black like the suit?
Yeah, the jester.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was...
I'm thinking the red and black's like the jester suit, and the modern's like the...
Oh, well, that's not what I thought it was.
All right, so which one would have you picked?
I thought the modern was like the Daddy's Little Monster.
Yeah, that's modern. Yeah.
Thing. I thought the red and black was like the star, like this,
like behind you, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't think of the jester suit.
So which one did you pick?
I picked red and black.
All right. So we were both wrong.
I'll give you half points.
All right. So, or you could just. What?
We both got 5 points.
We both got 5 points. So I'm at 25. You're at 10. All right.
No, he's at 5.
He was just at 5, and he got 5, so he's at 10.
Mm. Okay. Chaos or strategy?
I'm going to go chaos.
Yeah, chaos. Yeah.
What did we do? Were we right or wrong?
You're back to what your points were before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm
roller skating, bad. Roller skates or motorcycles?
Roller skates, 100%. Can I double roller my skate. Wager on
no.
roller skates? Okay, sorry.
What do you think?
Roller skates.
Okay,
due
well,
to the context of earlier in the episode.
Okay,
yeah.
okay, yes. I'll give you both double points.
So I'm at 40?
Yes.
And Colin's at 25.
Both of them were going to be correct anyways.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one you were?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. You have got this fatuation with motorcycles lately, so that's lore that Colin wouldn't know. Like, that's just something that's just happening. But
still, you gotta read my mind, like Stephanie.
Like, we drive by like the Harley place. She's like, "You should get a Harley. Shouldn't we get a Harley?" I'm like, "No, I can't.
We should get a red and black Harley."
You know, and there's a motorcycle like club that we drive by. And they have a cool, like, motorcycle hanging up
on
their
roof.
Sign, you know? And so every time we pass it, she's like, "Man, that's so cool."
She
wanted to go there one night. I'm like, "No, like, you can't go to a motorcycle club. Like, I know a bunch of the people there." Like,
No, he used to work at a trophy case where he made trophies and he made t-shirts for them.
I made shirts.
And he had the opportunity to be in it.
Yeah, they
and
wanted
he didn't
me to
take
join.
The chance.
We used to make, we would embroider all their vests too, all their in stuff at this place that I worked at. And I look good in a vest, in a cut, whatever you want to call it. But
yeah.
They, because there's two clubs here. One's like motorcycle, and one's like off road. And I had a Jeep, or still have it, but they invited me to join that one. And I was like, I don't know, just I didn't have time or the money to do it.
Should have done it.
Now she wants me to, you know, get a motorcycle and join a motorcycle club.
Yeah, I want a pink one.
But anyway, all right,
Christmas
next.
Animated series Harley or comic Harley?
That's tough. God. Animated series or the I'm going to say comic.
Okay.
I'm going to say comic. Because that's where it all started for her.
Yeah.
Like the whole comic journey.
It really
picking
was.
Up a Harley Quinn and, you know, I don't know. I'm going comic version.
Trying to look into the host's eyes and see comic. Yes.
Yes.
All right. We got that one. I'm at 50 points. This is.
See, I think I'm here
there
for
there might
the night.
Be a line so. In front of that when we're done.
Yeah. Something will happen.
Wait. So what? Wait. What? So you're like 20. 35.
He's at 35. I'm at 50.
35.
Respectable. Respectable. 35. Yeah.
Team up with Batman or team up with Ivy? Get your redemption, Dad, for the first question.
I mean, I have to pick Ivy. That's good. Yeah, it's got to be Ivy.
You, Colin?
To get more points, team up with Ivy.
Right.
Okay, but what would have you picked? Because I'm going to pick what you have would have picked. Which
no way!
Because that would have been the wrong answer anyway. So, like, you would just get out with
me. Oh, come on.
No. Okay, so, like, you're at 60, and you're at 45. And I have one more question.
And then I'll do my bonus question.
Which cover artist This is a pure luck for you. Okay. Which cover artist was the first two Harley Quinn books that I ever picked up in my life?
God.
I know what it is.
What was the first issue you got? 30?
I think it was
29.
No. That was the last one I got.
What was the first issue you got?
I think it was 40.
In the store.
I think it was 49. I'll have to check.
40? No, it wasn't 49.
It was
in the 30s.
It was 39, I think.
I'm going to say DNA, but I don't think that's right.
Are you calling?
I don't know who else did the covers.
It's wrong, probably. I'll go Scotty Young for fun.
He does Harleys.
Yeah, I don't know if he did
I don't think he did either, but... because I had no idea, I just figured I'd throw it in with the episode. And
what is the correct answer?
DNA.
Do I win?
70, and you have no, like, so I'll give you like 50 points.
Does he win?
So,
I just want to hear her say
so
that
the
I
count,
win.
So the catch is that you actually switch points.
I don't think this is
you actually switch points.
This is garbage.
So
no.
That's why I was trying to make you get less points. Because I knew I was gonna switch it. So Colin, you have 70 points. Give your victory speech.
As a fan of the show, I am very disheartened that I took this hard earned victory away from AJ. As we, the fans, want him to pull ahead and win.
No,
every
never.
Week, it doesn't happen. But I will take this victory, hollow as it may be. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. Well, that was phenomenal. But, Colin, while you're here, and, you know, yes. This has been fun to have you here the whole time. But
it's been very
it's
awesome.
Been crazy. But you
promote
have
about your book.
Yeah. Take a few minutes. You know, we got to wrap it up here shortly, but this has been going on forever. But please, no, it's not your fault. We've been having too much fun.
No,
take a few minutes. Talk about the Kickstarter, the book, and all that fun stuff.
No, absolutely. So Death and Freedom, we are still about 18 days left on the campaign. We are fully funded. It is a one-shot comic where I take two characters from my existing universe. Sorry, I'm going to have visual aids.
Right.
So, Freedom Fontaine, he is an undead bounty hunter. He's looking for his mother's soul, but this is a little bit before he started that trip, a little bit back in time. And then the Grim Reaper Dave, he is here on the second cover. He's the guy in a red suit. A lot of people ask why he doesn't have, you know, the traditional robe. That's because he finds the robe tacky. So he wears a red suit like a gangster.
That's awesome.
They team up, one-sided Tango Cat and Cash is what I'm calling it, because Freedom is, like, really mad at Dave for no reason. Dave doesn't really get why, so they have to team up and figure it out to go against Energy Vampires. So that's very awesome. Yeah, 18 days left. Campaign's doing great. Thankfully, you guys were part of the funding on that. Thank you so much.
Yes. Can't wait.
We're going to have an amazing, amazing ad from the Talking Comics podcast.
And you sold the other one too, didn't you?
Yes, to a friend of mine. He's actually a wrestler, so you guys will be in there with a wrestling.
Very cool.
Yeah. It'll be very neat. Folks here in Indiana will love everybody that's in it, so that's very good. I have a variant cover that came in over the week. It's pretty cool. It's posted online. Everybody can look at it. It's a good option. We still have some killer levels left. There's still the covers I will do for you. They're digital covers, $100. You get a custom cover from me in my style, very neon bright, all that stuff of your book. Let's see. And then you can do the catch-up bundles. So you can get 1 through 3 of the Freedom series. You can do 1 through 6 of the Warrior series and get caught up on the whole world of Nuff Said Comics. And it's not
awesome.
Too bad. $5 a book.
Yeah, that ain't bad at all. What made you write this one shot?
So there is a visual aid again. Hold on. So in issue 4, it opens up and Dave is getting information from Freedom. And then Freedom's like, I don't owe you for Ohio anymore. So I'm like, well, what happened in Ohio? Just because I wanted to throw an offhanded comment. So I was like, well, I gotta figure that out as a bonus thing. And the art from Warriors 1 till Freedom 3 had gained, just jumped a whole bunch, you know. So I wanted to have somebody can pick up any book, just one book, and just get into a story, start to finish, like a little.
Yeah. I loved, like, you know me, I'm a fan of the one-shot world. You know, doing the one-shot myself and trying to do another one, we'll see. I mean, it'll happen eventually.
It's very cool.
Working on my zine. It'll be the death of me, but I'm going to create a zine eventually.
That's awesome.
I did start drawing a little. I'm not showing
it. Oh,
good. Not steal my idea.
I'm not going to steal your idea. You know, she got a zine out. Mike's did a zine. I showed you. I didn't send you the whole thing, I don't think, but I showed you the cover.
No, I got the cover. Yeah.
And, so I'll get you a copy of that so you can check it out. It's pretty good. I can't wait to meet him in August.
I've been working on my comics.
She's working on some more stuff. I just got to get my drawing up a little bit. I need to just practice and go with it.
Can I say one thing?
Of course.
These are absolutely destroyed on the sides.
Are they? I didn't even look at them.
They're completely white. There's just a white
strip. Oh, yeah, they are.
And
holy
on
cow.
The corners, like.
Oh.
They have tick marks, yeah. Yeah. Marvel man, blind bags, what do you want?
No, like, man. They're ticked up. Like.
Interesting.
There's just a white line down the spine.
Well, you know, maybe these were printed long ago before they fixed that issue. Well, they fixed it for Daredevil, but then they haven't done a 2-issue one, so, and a mask. So I don't know. Yeah, that is cool. They gave you a mask in there. It's kind of neat. That'll have to go on the wall somewhere.
I have to get a Burger King cap.
Yes, you do. That'll be fantastic. Anything else, Colin, you want to say about the book or anything, or?
I appreciate everybody that's took time and donated to it. I'm just really excited to get out. It'll be my 10th comic book that I self-published, so I'm very excited about that.
What's the 9th? Do you have the 5? No, you have. Oh, it's 6-3, and this will be 1, right?
Yeah. Okay. So 6 Warriors issues, which you guys will get mailed, but you're also going to get surprises in that mail, so that'll be a cool episode when it happens. One for each of you. Very excited.
Ooh.
One for each.
Yeah, you each, because you know, like I said a few times, fan of the show. So I just want to do something for you. Yeah.
You've been a good friend. I've loved hanging out with you, talking to you. We met once in person, which was awesome. Got some signed stuff. You did an awesome cover for our book, which was an awesome. You're wearing the awesome T-shirt. I had to get you a panel man shirt and the new shirt I did, the absolutely talking comic shirt.
Yeah, so
I love that. So good. I'm having fun doing the T-shirts.
yeah, you should be having fun doing the reels and the new thumbnails.
Yeah, working on the new thumbnails. You know, she said they were boring.
They're coming along.
They're going back to more fun. You know, even though she picked the green background, by the way, just to let everybody know.
You didn't give me any option.
I did.
Yeah, but if you want to give me pink, I would have picked pink.
Well, it was like between green and blue, but
I hate navy.
She don't like blue. Blue's
navy is the worst color in the world.
But they're coming along, you know. So I will have links in this. We'll try to make some reels for you too. Get your book. You got another two and a half weeks to go on the Kickstarter, which is awesome. Yeah. Yeah, and we'll keep cranking out some cool, fun stuff together, hopefully. And let's get you to make a zine. That'd be pretty cool, too, in the Panel Pete world. Yeah. I'd let you pick something. That would be pretty sweet.
They wanted to do a gangster one for a little bit. I've been thinking about doing a cover, so, I mean,
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, cool, dude. Well, Colin, thank you so much for joining. Annika, any final words? This has been a long episode, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm going to show you those Invincible cards real quick.
Where are they? Oh, she's got to get them. They're somewhere. Oh, yep, there they are. Real quick, you show one off. I don't know what they are. They're very, they're weird. They're thick and curved. And
I know. I don't know if they're supposed to be curved, but they are.
They're
like curved. They are very, very thick cardboard.
They're thick, like almost like cardboard.
They are cardboard.
See, Kirkman's keeping up with his Walking Dead. He's trying to horrify you with stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah, they're invincible trading, holographic trading cards. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, Omni Man's awesome. I'm just, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, those are cool.
Oh, dude. Sorry. And you got these for free?
Yes.
Yeah, she's spoiled.
There's so cool. More.
Oh, March 9th.
That's what happens when you're a kid and you get into comics. You know, people give you free stuff to keep you into comics. So cool. You'll spend that $1,200 on a, you know, big book later on in your life.
So I got all...
Colin's like, yep, I know.
Oh, and there's and I have three more, so I'm going to go over all of them.
No, we got to wrap this up. Annika, like, I have to go pick up Mom, We have to wrap this up.
Okay,
so.
Well, I showed you one. I'll show you the rest in the next episode. Wait, I have to show you that Godzilla pin.
Oh, yeah, show the Godzilla pin.
Yeah.
This dude's like, loves I have, I'm like a huge fan of Godzilla, and he holds up this pin and gives it to me.
It's hard to see, but it's pretty cool. Godzilla pin.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
I love it. It's awesome.
I will say, you know, the Thor versus Godzilla was my favorite comic last year. It's still pretty high up on my list, if not one of my favorites.
It's pretty good.
That was a great. Did you read it?
I got to read it again. Yeah,
yeah, it was awesome.
Bringing him back to write that was pretty cool.
Bringing Aaron back. I hope to meet him one day. I don't think he's at any conventions that I'm going to. So, I wish. He's not going to be at Terrificon. He's going to be in Boston. So it's not too far away, but I'll be busy in Terrificon. So,
yeah.
How they're having a big convention in Boston the same weekend as Terrificon is crazy to me, because that's pretty close. But Stephanie Phillips will be at Terrificon.
Oh, cool.
So,
hello.
Any final words, Annika?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, Colin. Yes. Thanks so much for joining. This was a lot of fun having you back. Answer some cool questions. Go back his Kickstarter. Support us. Support him. Support her. Support all of us.
Support me. I need food.
So, yeah, we need food. We need dinner, too.
Yeah, but I'm starving. Hey. So we're going to go play Pogs now. Goodbye.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Talking Comics Podcast, powered by Aquadio Media, helping creators make waves.